الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. صدق الله المولان العظيم. The greatest form of the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala is to be in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala all the time. When a person is in the obedience of Allah, he is in the dhikr of Allah. And to stay away from all what Allah has made haram, undesirable, makruh, to stay away from all that. If a person's life is like that, he is all the time in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. Before sleeping, he reads his du'as. Whole night of sleeping, he's in du'as. Before eating, he reads his du'as. While eating, he's in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. So that is the highest form of the dhikr of Allah. To reach there, Allah Ta'ala has given us the other forms of dhikr, which Allah Ta'ala refers to in this ayat, Uzkurullah ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. There is a very, very great title Allah has given to the people of Iman. Allah is addressing, when we read this ulama say in the Quran Sharif, and it comes so many times in the Quran Sharif, a person should feel happy and make shukr to Allah. Allah, you are speaking to me directly. You are a mu'min, Allah is speaking to you. This is a very, very great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. So when we read Quran Sharif, we should take it like that. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, and the people who have got Iman, they are the ones who have brought Iman, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, who have brought Iman on the unseen. And that is why Allah loves it so much. They haven't seen me. They haven't seen the life of the qabr, Jannah, Jahannam. But more than what they see with the eyes of the head, they believe in this even more. Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says that, آمَنُوا يَا آشِقُونَ. Oh, my great lovers, not only my lovers, but my great lovers, they love me so much that what I told them, they accept it wholeheartedly. And also, at the same time, we should remember the non-believers, the enemies of Islam from outside, from within, they are all bent that we must to take away our Iman on Allah. That this which Allah loves so much that we believe in Him, in totality, and just as he has said, we believe in it. So this, they want us to believe on our aql, our brain, and not our aql, what they will pour into our aql. And who are they? Kuffar, atheists. We must believe in them, then you are clever, and then you know what is happening. And when you believe in Allah Ta'ala, you are too simple, you just believe, you are udhun, just you hear and you believe. So, but this is a great title. So Allah Ta'ala says to His great believers, Uzkurullah dhikran kathira. Remember Allah Ta'ala in abundance. Dhikr of Allah Ta'ala, to repeat the name of Allah, to remember Allah Ta'ala all the time. And that also abundance, dhikran kathira. And besides the dhikr, وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Read his tasbih also. Mornings and evenings. Mornings and evenings can be literal, that in the mornings make Allah dhikr, in the evenings make Allah dhikr, after fajr, after asr. Or it could mean that all the time. That means all the time make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Read the tasbih of Allah all the time. And the tasbih of Allah are, amongst all the others which we have discussed, the baqiyatu salihat. Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Make the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala. And this, we are so fortunate that we have been given this great dhikr, that when we make this, we are still here on the earth. But the dhikr now, if we read it, it's gone already by the arsh of Allah. And it's making tawaf by the arsh of Allah and mentioning our name, that this person made your dhikr, O Allah. For on that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that our dhikr is better than us. that we are still here on the earth, but our dhikr has already reached the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And sometimes also read the same words in this way, Alhamdulillah, Subhanallah, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, wa tabarakallah. When we read that, then there are malaika who are vying with one another that I must take these words to the court of Allah Ta'ala. They are so valuable that they vie with them, with one another. Everyone wants, I must take this to Allah Ta'ala. And then they take it and they preserve it, keep it very firmly under their wings. They protect it. Like if we keep our passport, we keep our money, and we keep it very safely. Like that, they keep it very safely. And as they are going up, they meet groups of other malaika. And those malaika make dua of maghfirat for this person who has sent this. All the time they are meeting, all the malaika are busy in all their work. But this, when they see this malaika going up with these valuable words, then they make dua for them. And then they also go by the arsh of Allah and they make tawaf. And they have a buzzing sound like the buzzing of bees. And continuously around the arsh of Allah they are making the zikr of Allah and mentioning the person who has sent the zikr. And how fortunate that we are here, but our name is taken by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And it comes in the hadith, don't you want to be amongst those that you have been mentioned by the arsh of Allah? Just so simple, just to do this, and you are being spoken about, you are being mentioned by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Allah give us tawfiq. Tasbihat Fatimi. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. To read this regularly. Then the La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah, which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that inform your ummah that Jannat is a barren land, very fertile, the water of it is very good, and the trees of it is La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. So how much we read, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, these are all the trees of Jannah. Our aman are the things that will fill the gardens of Jannah. Otherwise, it is a barren land, very fertile. But this is what we have to send. So we should try and read that. Read Subhanallah bihamdihi 100 times in the morning, evening. A person who reads it morning and evening, all these sins, even if they are equal to the foam of the oceans of the world, they are forgiven. A person who reads Subhanallah bihamdihi 100 times by the barakat of this kalima, Allah feeds his entire creation. So we should try and read this. How much won't Allah give us? We are the cause. We are the reading of this kalima. We read it. That is the cause of the rosy of the people. Where we should help people who are in droughts, etc. But we read this. Allah will make the arrangement of the people who are in drought-stricken areas, where there are floods, though they so much water, but they've got no food, they've got no fruit, they haven't got a drop of water to drink. Though they are surrounded by water, but they haven't got one drop of water to drink. All that water is not fit for human consumption. It has mixed with the sewage, and it now cholera spreads from there. And it's touching the body, all sores start coming on the body also. But this kalima, this is the source of the rosy of those people. And Allah then, in His unlimited ways and unimaginable ways, Allah will make the beans of their rosy to reach them. So all this we should try and read. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. Then we are given another type of dhikr also, very easy also, which we should not be unmindful of, which we call rozmarra ki dua, subah sham ki dua, the duas of the various occasions. As soon as we get up, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'dama matana wa ilayhi an-nushur. We're going to the toilet, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. We come out of the toilet, Alhamdulillah alladhi azhaba anni al-adha wa afani. Whole day, leaving the house, sitting in the car, starting the car, all the time there are du'as to be recited. When we go back to sleep, Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. So those du'as we should try and read. By the barakat of that du'as, we will be also included in those people who make the zikr of Allah in great abundance. And there are great, great rewards for that. And that is also something, just a matter of learning it and then becoming conscious and reading it. And we won't even notice it. You don't need wudu. You don't have to face the qibla. You don't have to take out time for it. You won't need extra oxygen and breath to read it. It will just, it just become part of you. And in that strain also it comes that this ummah has been distinguished and honored with the recitation of La ilaha illallah. That is all the time on their tongue. But we should see whether La ilaha illallah is on my tongue. It should be such when something pleases us, La ilaha illallah. Something displeases us, La ilaha illallah. We get surprised, La ilaha illallah. We sit on the bed, La ilaha illallah. Now we lie down, La ilaha. It is a thing that was, this ummah is distinguished by. So, if the, is the hadith not correct, or am I not in the ummah? One of the two things. If the hadith is correct, then am I in the ummah? Why am I not reading it? Why isn't it on my tongue? And if I'm not reading it, and I am an ummati, then na'udhu billah, is the hadith not correct? So we have to make our decision. Which one of the two? So we should be reading La ilaha illallah in abundance also. So the zikr of the various occasions. Then there are other zikrs also which we are given, and which we should also make not our second nature, our nature. It should just be on our tongue. And people have prepared on this some time back, many years. Somebody had prepared a beautiful article on this. Amongst these are, whenever beginning anything, we should say Bismillah. We should get in the habit of everything. But unfortunately, we are such Allah's great namas of food come in front of us. That hot cup of tea that we enjoy so much. That warm, hot glass of milk we have, cup of milk at night, whether it just be plain milk or whether it is with Milo or with Ovaltine or whatever else, and we enjoy it. But unfortunately, Bismillah doesn't come on our tongue. And so to say, to make that halal, that ni'mat, it wasn't halal for us. But Bismillah makes it halal. This does not mean that we eat haram like some Arab people have this, that you can, when you're eating the meat also, haram. That when you eat, just say Bismillah. Now you have made it halal. No, this is for halal things. That now for me to consume it, it's not my money. It is the name of Allah that makes it halal. Like when we slaughter an animal, the name of Allah makes it halal. But also it is required that that animal must be a halal animal. If you slaughter a pig, a cat, a dog, and your Bismillah is not going to make it halal. Or you got a halal animal, sheep, goat, cow, a camel, but you stole it. You bought it with haram money. Doesn't make it, Bismillah is not going to make that halal. But the halal animal, and now for me, Bismillah makes it halal for me. Otherwise that animal, that life belonged to that animal. For me to take the life of that animal, I did not have the right, but by the name of Allah. The food that we eat, what a variety of food. Even if it is just bread we are having, dry bread, so many things in that bread there is. It's the flour, so many other things that go with to bake it. The oven was required. The people who worked, and just that one slice of bread, it's not just the bread, countless. وَإِن تَعُدُّ plural. If all of you get together to try and count, نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ, one ni'mat of Allah, لن تحصوها. لن تأكيد is a stress. Never ever will you be able to encompass and know. No matter how much you delve into it, you'll never encompass everything. And it isn't one ni'mat that we are enjoying at any given time. Billions, unlimited ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. So at least we should try and get in the habit of saying Bismillah. Mawlana Ashiq Ilahi Barni, who was in Medina Sharif, not very long away, he passed away, 27th night of Ramadan. He was he wasn't sleeping. So his wife told him, why don't you sleep? He said, what can I do if sleep is not coming? And he was just reading Quran Sharif all the time. He says, what else must I do? And Allah has kept me away, and he's just reading Quran Sharif. Then for Sehri, the wife went to the kitchen, prepared, and it was his habit. Then he would come after a little while, things are prepared, then he goes. So he's not coming, not coming. She's calling his name, he's not coming. When they're calling him, he passed away in Sajda, 27th night. So his son told me that his father, that is him, he taught his children that whenever you just stretch your hand for something on the dasturkhan, Bismillah. Anything, you just lift up the roti, the rice to your mouth, it should just come with Bismillah. And it should be in fact such that you read Bismillah at the beginning, but in between still you're reading Bismillah also. And extra after that, Alhamdulillah. So Bismillah, try and bring it in our lives, in our homes. Tell the children, tell the wife that we all must read. Give them a very big lecture. Then when we won't read, they will give us a double long lecture. That you to give us such a big lecture, we must read Bismillah, and now you not reading. And be almost 100% sure, after your long, long lecture, still you won't read it also. Then you'll need their lecture. And Bismillah is so essential in a Muslim's life, it cannot be conceived a Muslim without Bismillah. And we hardly read it. And the sad part, we take it for granted, I read. This must be referring to other people. But me, I read. I know I read. But when we are under the dasturkhan, you'll not hear Bismillah. Unless you are stone deaf like me now perhaps, I can't hear. And then just taking, looking for faults in other people. But let us try and get to Bismillah. Then, when terminating anything, at the end of the meal, Alhamdulillah. Any good thing. We made our namaz. Alhamdulillah. Allah gave us tawfiq for namaz. We made our tilawat. Alhamdulillah. We got home safely. Alhamdulillah. Home is safe. Alhamdulillah. Family people are safe. Alhamdulillah. The things in the house, all are safe. There wasn't a tap leak and the house is flooded. Alhamdulillah. So many things to say Alhamdulillah, but we don't make shukr. Many times, in fact, we make dua for various things. The dua gets granted, then we don't say Alhamdulillah. For the dua, we were making duas. We asked other people for duas. When it got done, no Alhamdulillah. Sometimes we have, for example, we cut our finger, we got a plaster. And also our habit, a small cut, but we'll put such a big plaster and make it like it's a big problem. And then we behave also like we are showing it to anyone. I got a big problem. And just one little pin prick or something, one drop blood came out, and we make it a big issue. Like when we go for blood test, and now they put that plaster on there. Nothing is there. It's already, when they just took their cotton wool, nothing else comes. But now all the time it is there, to show I got this. Or just little our hand, and we got a sling, now I got this problem. Make it a big thing. And when it goes away, somebody asks you, somebody phones you, how's your arm now? My arm is all right. No, you had that sling, now you remember. You didn't remember to say shukr to Allah Ta'ala. You had that plaster, it's now off. You forgot about it. You were limping and walking. Your ankle you sprained, whatever. Now, that time, big thing. Now you don't even think. So shukr to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Whenever intending to say, to do something, inshaAllah. This is also not on in our tongue. How many times when we are sitting together discussing something, Somebody is phoning somebody, we'll be there in 5 minutes. No, inshallah. That we will do this, do that. No, inshallah. You have to remind the person, say inshallah. And these are pious people who are deep in deen. But so deep we are that there is no bismillah on our tongue. There is no la ilaha illallah on our tongue. There is no inshallah on our tongue. And these are so great words. These are what formulas. What is all the formulas of math and all the other science and on the computer. One doctor was operating on a person, neurologist. So he was taking long. So the others who were there, they asked, taking so long, he says his brains are so congested, I have to open them up. They all blocked. He's got more than 2 dozen passwords there. Eh? It's all that this password, that password, and it's congested his brain, he can't do anything. I'm busy taking that out. All that we got in our brains, but bismillah is not in our brains, not on our tongue. It's not in our heart. And we are good Muslims. Nobody can compare with us. We are so good Muslims that we hardly ever say bismillah. We eat the food, the whole meal. What things. We enjoy the meal. No thank you, jazakallah also to the person who gave it. Forget it. Dr. Mayat of Petersburg, marhum. Great lover and ashik of Quran Sharif, very pious also. He said once a non-Muslim ate by him. And then after eating, he was mashallah, righteous person. His wife didn't come in front. And this food was being sent all the time. At the end he said, tell your wife thank you. When he told his wife, she said, who didn't eat at our place? But till today, nobody ever told me jazakallah. And a non-Muslim, he said that in his way. But we are super Muslims. But without bismillah, without jazakallah. So insha'Allah is also a very, very great thing. And when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam to teach the ummah, one time he slipped up, he didn't say insha'Allah. Wahi stopped coming. And that was the hardest on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All the torments and all the hurt the non-Muslims caused him, that was not difficult for him. All his mujahada for deen was enjoyable to him. And all the hurt that was put on him, that was not hard. But just when communication with Allah, with his beloved, that was blocked. Then he fell. And this because one time he slipped up. And we hardly, inshallah, on our tongue. Allah, give us tawfiq. Congratulating someone. Anything good, mashallah. And by saying that ni'mat will remain. But this also hardly comes on our tongue to say mashallah. When expressing regret, remorse, astaghfirullah. That also, we are living in sin all the time. Our namaz we made is sin, but no istighfar also. At the end of namaz, if we do read, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira, but our mind is far, far from that. We are just reading it like an automatic machine. Just like a machine reads it, the machine gets no sawab also. The machine is just a recording. You just put the tape recorder on. So we also just like tape recorders. We just at that point we come automatically, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. But we don't think in that namaz that I didn't have concentration of Allah. My whole life, how much I have disobeyed Allah. And not only that I disobeyed Allah, but Allah in His infinite mercy, He covered up my, if Allah had to open one or two of our faults in front of people, what will be our condition? Allah covers it up. Allah forgives it also. Allah makes our hifazat. We did such terrible things. People wanted to kill us. Allah protected us. Allah's hifazat. Allah kept us with salamati. How terribly we drive on the roads. We should have met up with such terrible accidents. Not one. How many times we should have met up with what accident? But no shukr of Allah. We don't think and we don't know astaghfirullah for the gunas that we are committing. We are enjoying Allah's ni'mat left, right and center. And we are breaking His laws all the time. We are eating so much ni'mat and just the salt was less in something. Or just because it's a bit too cold or not hot, the tea is not hot. There we start fighting with the wife. That you're giving me this cold tea. And we start fighting. So all the ni'mat and to make shukr, we don't do. And how much we are disobedient, no istighfar. But to find fault in others, we are very quick. That others, the wife didn't do this right. The children are irritating me. They're making a big noise here, etc. We find fault with all of them. So astaghfirullah. When we in doubt or confusion or temptation, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. How many times we have this? Where I'm working, I'm surrounded by women. I have to go to the bank. I have to speak to the teller. She's a lady. She's all dolled up also. I go to the supermarket, the cashier, and I don't really take protection of Allah. We go through all these things. We go to the airport, all how the people are dressed there. I was just telling our friend from Reunion, there one great mujahada is when you go to the masjid. All the masjids, almost everywhere, they are around or surrounded by shops. And the dressing of the people, and looks like only women come for shopping. And it looks like they really dress up for shopping. Or rather, they undress for shopping. How they come. And now you have to go the namaz and to look up, so to take Allah's protection. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Allah will protect us. We can be in the middle of the fire. This fire or this all woman around there is a fire, very big fire. We don't see it as a fire, that's our problem. But it's a big fire. Read, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu bi kalimatillahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. And Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma'a ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama'. We read these du'as. When thanking somebody, Jazakallahu khayra. And if it's in the family, wife you are telling, or your sister or daughter, Jazakillahu khayra. And this is, not, we also, one we are very used to, if we say, we only say Jazakallah. That's not complete. We should say, Jazakallahu khaira. Khaira we should mention. We shouldn't leave it out. And we are also those super Muslims that when somebody tells us Jazakallah, we will say, don't mention it. That may Allah reward you. And the way we are in a habit like, thank you, don't mention it. So how many people, Jazakallah, don't mention it. He's giving you a dua free of charge. What a valuable dua, but don't mention it. And yet we are so good Muslims. And we don't need duas also. Perhaps we are at that level that we are too pious, we don't need anyone's duas. Whereas duas, it comes in the hadith, ask one another for duas. Duas of one another help tremendously. We should always ask for duas. And never think that I'm very pious. I'm a sheikh, I'm a maulana. People must ask me for duas. I don't have to ask anyone for du'as. Everyone we should ask for du'as of one another. So we should say, Jazakallah khaira. Repaying the things whenever doing something and any good thing we see, Barakallah. That is, oh, what a great dua. May Allah give you barakat. Whatever a person got married, barakallah. And the full dua, barakallahu lak wa alayk wa jama'a baynakuma fi khair. What a beautiful dua. If perhaps just one or two people give that dua to the couples, I think we won't have any more divorce cases. But who of us gives that dua? Hey, we are congratulating and we'll make some jokes. If we are friends, we'll make some rude jokes also. We'll do all types of things. But the du'as that we have to give, where the parents are giving this du'as to their children, when they get married, and we might be giving our own du'as, but the du'as of the hadith, what great value have they got? When experiencing a loss, This also, unfortunately, we don't read. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. We'll read all types of, I will say, other types of things. We'll shout out loud. We'll scream, etc. But what we have to, and inna lillahi is such a gift for this ummah that it wasn't given to any ummah before. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says that when Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam lost his son Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, Ya Asafa ala Yusuf. Oh, what a pity my Yusuf. I don't see him. He's missing. Where's my Yusuf? Had he heard the words, Inna Lillah, he should have read them. Allah gave us the words, not Asafa. He did no problem. He read it. But we have gotten, what a great formula at that time. And then our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali also explained to us that unfortunately also we only read it to that. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. In the hadith it comes, when you face any difficulty, whatever it can be, then read together with that, Allahumma ajurna fi musibatina. Oh Allah, save us, relieve us of this musibat, this problem that we are facing, whatever it can be, wakhluf lana khayran minha. This can be read, wakhlif lana, there are different ways, our Shaykh taught us, wakhluf lana, and give us something better in return. When Hazrat Salma radiallahu ta'ala anha read it, when her husband passed away, and he was a very good husband, where could she get something better? Allah gave Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in her marriage, made Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam her husband. What a great thing Allah gave. So this we should read. And in that, whatever we hear, somebody met up with an accident, read this. Allah will take them out of that difficulty. And Allah will give them something better. This difficulty will be changed into a great ni'mat. Somebody has got an illness, crooks got in by somebody's place, somebody's money got lost, car got hijacked, car got stolen, whatever, but we don't read this. We just listen to it. Mostly it's only a news item. But we don't read the dua. Or we just will pass some comments. These things happen all the time. And no use reporting it to the police. Police also not going to do anything. All that comments didn't come in our Quran and Hadith that make this kind of comment. We are taught to read. We are Muslims. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And then at that time, at least if we don't want to read that dua, which is a dua for those people who are in difficulty, that Allah takes them out of that difficulty. And not only takes them out, what a dua, Allah gives them a much better replacement. If you don't want to do that, at least for yourself make dua at that time. That Alhamdulillah alladhi afani mimma btalahum bihi wa faddalana ala kathirin mimman khalaqa tabdila. Allah saved me. That I'm not involved in that, and Allah has given me such great ni'mat. It comes in the hadith, a person who reads that, when he sees somebody else in difficulty, that difficulty won't come to him. So at least for our own self, to protect us, we see somebody stopped by the police, is getting a traffic fine. Or we see somebody else, whatever difficulty, we read this dua, then that difficulty won't come to us. At least for our own protection, our afiyat, our salamati, we should read that dua. But unfortunately, and these are not duas that we don't know. Not a madrasa student in an exam. Now if we ask that what should we read on this occasion, and many of us will know not one dua, two, three duas. And we'll just rattle them off. Fast we'll rattle them off. And ulama will also explain on what occasion this dua was given to the ummah. And the Arabic grammar, the words they will take out. What is the huruf asli? Which baap it is from? All the details. But the reading of it, that we will teach it to the children. We will test them also. And they will know it also. But the time of reading, then we fail. That we don't read it. And each one check ourselves on this checklist. Am I reading these duas on this occasion? And yet I feel I'm a good Muslim. And I find lot fault with other Muslims. But myself, what is my condition? When we are being called, labbaik. Who of us we teach our children? Very few we will hear. that the children will say labbaik when you are called. You call your wife, that she should say labbaik. If she calls you, labbaik. But we don't say that. Witnessing pleasant situations, alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. That we will want to immediately take credit. That this year, the food today came out very nice. Then we will want to take credit for it immediately. But whenever any ni'mat, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal, we ascribe it, we relate it to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala, you did it. When somebody is ill, say, yashfiq Allah. And many other du'as also. Many times we go, very, very sadly, we go and visit sick people. We go for a janazah. The janazah namaz itself is a du'a. But we won't make, besides that, any du'a. Think for ourselves. 3 times qul huwallah and pass the sawab. Or 10 times qul huwallah. A palace is built. Pass it to that person. So many things. We'll attend. We'll talk to the people bereaved. We'll make our consolement. But that also we'll just talk general things. And actually what we have to be involved in, the du'as, etc. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when his father passed away, he wrote to all his father's associates. And he told them, don't take the trouble of coming here. How much time it should take you to come? How much money it should take? So much money spent in the path of Allah, so much time spent in making zikr, tilawat, and pass the sawab to my father. So Allah, make us that we become good Muslims. And that these things are on our tongue. We are, alhamdulillah, Allah shukr. At one time, hardly anyone was wearing kurta, beard, hardly anyone kept, shirts we were wearing, trousers, tie was common in our people. Namaz with tie was a common thing. And or else the bow tie. Today, alhamdulillah, we see a great change has come. But hijab for woman, parda, was not in our lives at all. Hardly any of our women were in parda. Today our women also. Now let us bring Islam properly into our lives. Make shukr for what Allah has given us. Make dua for all those people. Many people made big sacrifices for this to come into our lives. Now that has come, let us make our sacrifices that the whole of deen can come into our lives, into everyone's lives. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi. Subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdik.